Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to my brand new series. I'm very excited to start something new and kick off this series that will go for 12 months. So I do have a surprise, though. I'm actually doing two series, not to confuse you, but I'll give you a little backstory about why I decided to do two. But I was very passionate about having some episodes that really inspired. You know, that's the whole point of my podcast, is to have these amazing people, these women, mostly. I have men too, but mostly women, who have amazing stories of transformation at midlife, or have topics that will inspire women at midlife or later. And so I want the theme to always be around inspiration. And so, and taking inspired action as a result of something that you've heard or listened to. And of course I expanded to do not just the interviews, but do an extra episode where I talk. And so last year, when I started the Activating Abundance series, I had gotten this book about abundance, and it was an excerpt a day. And I was like, I just want to talk about abundance. I want to incorporate more abundance in my life. I want to operate from a state in my mind of abundance. And I'll just share as I go with, you know, the things that resonate with me that are powerful to me, because they might be powerful to other people. And so that's how that got started. And so I did 52 episodes. And I can't believe a year later, they are locked and loaded. And so if you need a little abundance in your life and you haven't listened to them, go back and listen. They're all different topics. So a lot of, and then, you know, I started towards the latter part when I started, I should put more strategy behind this, is I started to look for the abundance in the interviews. Like what made me think about how abundance was activated in some way by my guest. And so I was kind of like, that was really a different way, a different lens to put on my interviews that I, you know, would start to talk about on the episode after each interview. So that was fun to do, but now we've done 52 and it's time to do something different. I finished that commitment. Now I'll start a new one. And it also helps me stay true to, you know, what I said I was going to do and be committed to something and be disciplined about it. And that feels good. So when I was thinking about what I should talk about and what would inspire my audience, is I was thinking about, we often don't take action on things that we should take action. I talk about this. I'm very passionate about following your heart, and our mind controls so much of our actions and talks us out of actions we should take. And really, when we think of something that, and it, we keep shoving it aside, and it keeps coming back up, and we keep shoving it aside because of fear, usually, because it's scary and never done that before, or, you know, I have evidence of that being disastrous, or just a fear that you've contrived that isn't true. And so when it comes from and keeps coming up like that, it's really coming from a deeper place. And it's your logic mind is just your ego and your fear trying to keep you safe. And so I thought, first of all, I want to challenge myself to do more things that I've procrastinated or avoided, things that keep coming up that my logic mind has procrastinated on or convinced me not to do. So I originally thought, I'll do scary things, like thing that I've been scared of doing. I thought, well, they don't all have to be scary. So, cause I don't want I can inspire by kind of any procrastinated or avoided action, not just the scary ones. So there might be some scary ones embedded in there, but, over the time. And then I had the other thought that I really don't want to do 52 actions that I've been avoiding. That's just like, that's a lot. That's a lot of really putting myself out there. And if some of them are scary, I just thought, I worry about I'm going to do them, a lot of them, maybe more than 12, but I thought I can commit to 12. I'll do 12. So the first Friday of every month will be my just friggin' do it episode. So that episode will be me sharing a specific action that I took that is heart-centered, that is something that came from deep inside me that I've been thinking about but avoiding, that I've been procrastinating on, but it keeps coming up. It's like whack-a-mole, you know, my logic brain like whacks it down, but my heart pops it back up again. And so if you have any of these things coming up, they're things that you need to do. It's things that the universe wants you to do. It's a path that is being paved for you that you need to walk. And we just let our fear overtake us most of the time. Or, you know, it might not even be fear. It might just be like, that's ridiculous, you know, our judgment of that thing. And so that is what I'm going to do. You're thinking like, okay, once a month, I'll do that, right? So what am I going to do the other three Fridays? And sometimes there's four Fridays in a month, or five Fridays, and I'll have to do four extra episodes, because I want to do a weekly, because I like to chat and I like to share. And so I will be doing lessons learned episodes. So I like to take things in my life that I realize, you know, we frame so much as mistakes in our life. Oh, dang, I just, you know, did that wrong, and I should have done it differently. And oh my God, why did I do that? And we have this inner critic in our head. And so I want to share I actually take note, and I've talked about this in previous episodes. I take note every day of something I learned or realized that day, because a realization, you know, you don't have to like book learn something. You can realize something. And that's, to me, just as good as a book learning lesson, an experiential lesson. And so I'm going to do lessons learned on top of my just friggin' do it. At first I was going to do just do it, but it's like, just friggin' do it, because that has a lot more power, I think. So, and a lot of times these things, it's like, you've thought of them, and it's just friggin' do it. Stop it. Stop procrastinating. And it gives you power back when you do it. When you procrastinate, it takes power away. So yeah. And the other thing that I want to say, as I was thinking about talking about this new series, is that, and I talk about this with my students in the second half Spark School, but, you know, these actions that we take that are heart-centered actually will spark us. People tend to think they need to find something deeper, this big purpose, this one thing. And what I've learned is that it's a series of small things that can spark us. It doesn't have to be the one thing, but you need to find the things that excite you and that you feel energized by. And usually it's the things you're procrastinating on. And those things might not be the one thing you're searching for, but I will tell you, they will likely lead you to more purposeful activity. They will lead you to a more purposeful, a more fulfilling life, because that's what it is. It's fulfillment in doing these things. So it's taking these little small steps, or taking these actions. And some of them might be big actions, like might be a commitment to do something that is not just like one action, it's a series of actions. But just starting to take these actions that come from the heart that your mind has been preventing you from doing will provide clarity as to what's next, will provide clarity and often will bring opportunity to you, opportunity that wasn't even foreseen by that activity. It's crazy, but if you follow your heart, if you follow your heart, it will lead you in the right direction. Your mind will lead you in the wrong direction. And I guarantee you, if you follow your mind, you will ultimately be unfulfilled. So, and I have two examples of just friggin' do it in my life that I thought would be a good setup for, you know, things that we'll talk about, but things that you might need to do in your life. I mean, some of them might be really big, but some not so big. I've made two really big ones. So these things are checked off my list. So I don't plan on doing them again. But one is that I, for age 47, I finally just friggin' did it. And I decided to divorce, start anew, and go after the life that I knew I wanted for a long time. But I avoided, because divorce is a bad word and divorce is not something that I wanted in my life. And divorce, and you like work it out, you made vows and all these things that my mind was telling me for so long, so long. But I finally just friggin' did it. Finally had the courage and the guts. And what I realized is that if I'm not happy, my husband isn't happy. He's not getting the best of me if I'm not fulfilled. So in a sense, me listening to my brain and convincing me not to do the thing that I wanted to do and that I knew was right for me and ultimately us, I knew that I was robbing him of a potential brighter future, a potential more fulfilling life. So, you know, it took me a long time to just friggin' do it, but I finally did just friggin' do it. So as I said, I don't plan on getting a divorce again. So that won't be one of my 12 things. So, but that's an example of where I knew in my heart, it kept coming up. It kept coming up. It wouldn't go away. And so by denying it and continuing to procrastinate it, I was just getting further and further into, you know, unhappiness and a life not fully lived. So that's one example, just frigging do it. And the other just frigging do it is finally leaving the corporate job that was sucking the life out of me, honestly, and finally had the guts to just do what I love doing, to start that and go all in on my late in life career. Call it late in life career because, It's what I've been meant to do my whole life, but I never did. And so, but then I thought it was too late. I was too old. I didn't have the training, you know, I didn't have all the things. How in the world would I ever do that thing? So these are all the logic things that come up to convince you and to help you procrastinate the thing that your heart is leading you to. And so I just finally friggin' did it. I just finally friggin' did it 3.5 years ago, or two. Was it 2.5 years ago? Anyways, it was before the pandemic. It was right before the pandemic, and then the pandemic hit. And so, yeah, I was kind of glad that I didn't have to deal with all that corporate hoopla of working from home. And fortunately, I don't have kids that I was having to juggle. Oh my gosh, my heart goes out to all the moms who had to juggle not only a job and but kids at home as well. We have some amazing moms in this world. My two daughters are two of them. So yeah, so those are two examples. Now, again, those are like very, very big, just friggin' do it's, but they were my best examples of where I sat on something and sat on something knowing full well that I was unhappy, knowing full well that I was talking myself out of it, that I was playing whack-a-mole with my life. Whack-a-mole with the things that were coming up that were heart-centered that I knew I needed to do to be my best self, to be my most sparked self, to be my most lit up self. And as a result, like high energy, high focus, high, you know, just that I show up as this best version of myself. And not that that logic brain still doesn't show up and prevent me to doing things, because I will be giving you 12 examples of that I've been avoiding these things. And they won't be so major. I mean, maybe, you know, who knows where I'll be in 12 months from now. Maybe I'll do something amazingly crazy. I just want to share and inspire by showing you that this old grandma at 63 can do things that we might think otherwise, that our little brain is saying, no, you can't, because you're a grandma, because you're old, because you're in your 60s, and people who are in their 60s don't do that stuff. So that's kind of the point of this whole thing, is to inspire you out there who might be thinking those same things, because you're not alone. All right. So I hope you enjoy these episodes. The first one is technology related, because a lot of people have technology fear. So I'm going to share my Just Friggin' Do It story that is fairly recent. All right. Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own Not Your Average life.